Are you looking for a great wood glue that's also friendly to the environment? Then stay tuned to our Garage Time.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together to complete that honey-do list, featuring answers to your questions and head-to-head tool challenges. Let's get started with the show with the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul.
All right, welcome to episode number 25 of the Handy Guys Podcast. And we have a very interesting show this week, don't we, Brian?
Yes, we do.
First of all, we have a great giveaway that we will be announcing at the end of our show, and it's sponsored by Eclectic Products, a company that makes goop. A lot of people know, shoe goop and all those products. They also make some great bonding products, particularly glues, wood glues.
Right, extreme glues and all kinds of stuff. So we'll be getting into that a little bit later in the show.
And we'll talk about that, and we're going to have a great garage time where we're actually going to test their product, because I don't want to just give it away without testing it first. I want to make sure that we can stand behind their wood glue product.
That's right.
Before you do that, though, let's give out our contact information.
Okay, you can always call us, the Handy Guys, at area code 615-676-0877, or contact us on our website at www.handyguyspodcast.com. And there you'll find a contact us or ask us a question feature. You can use that, and we will always respond to your questions, and we'll let you know if we're going to use them on the air or not.
All right, Brian. It's great that we can get back together this week because, first of all, the one thing I want to do in this show is revisit some of the advice we've given in the past, and we call that segment...
Good advice, bad advice.
Now, Brian, have we ever given out bad advice?
Of course we have.
Wait a minute. No. So if you're listening to this show, remember the caveat that you're on your own.
Right.
And don't take everything we say as the gospel truth, because we make mistakes sometimes.
That's right.
Hopefully not many.
So I don't think what we're going to talk about today was necessarily a mistake, but I think it's definitely worth revisiting.
It's not a mistake, and we gave the good advice, and that was the advice that I'm referring to is way back on our Green Lawn show that we did earlier in the spring. We talked about how to keep your lawns green and healthy. We stated that you need to water your lawn, correctly?
That's right. We said your lawn is going to typically need, of course, depending on where you live and the kind of grass and so forth,
sure,
but typically it's going to need an inch of water a week.
Right. And so, Brian, it needs an inch of water a week. And
here we are, middle of the summer
now.
Yeah,
it's been hot around here in this part of the world. It hasn't rained now in about 14 days. And it's been hot. It's been in the high 80s, early 90s every day. And sunny, hasn't even been very cloudy for the last 14 days. So how's your lawn looking there, Brian?
It's not green. It's brown.
It's brown? What are you talking about? We had a whole episode on green and healthy lawns. I emphasize green.
That's right.
And
we
you
did
get
call
a brown
it green
lawn?
Lawns, and I do have a brown lawn. But I have not been following my advice for keeping it green.
Oh.
I've been not watering or making sure that the lawn gets an inch of water a week.
Okay, so it hasn't rained, you haven't been watering it, and I have to confess, I have not kept up either. I was away for vacation for a week, I didn't water it, and I got back and I watered it a little bit, so I have some patches of green. But, so the bottom line is our advice was good.
Our advice was good, right. If we would have followed it, we would have green lawns probably.
Right. Now, our grass turning brown, it doesn't mean it's died. It's just gone dormant.
That's right.
And it's gone to sleep, so shall we say. And
right.
it's surviving through this dry period. And if we were to get a lot of rain, it would start to green up again.
That's right. And it will green up again in the fall. As the temperatures start to cool, we start to get a little more rain and so forth through the fall.
Right.
And it's just a natural part of the grass. So if you want to keep it green, follow our advice in that episode and make sure it gets about an inch of water a week. And if you're okay with it kind of turning a little bit crunchy, a little bit brown, then letting it go dormant, and it'll won't look green, but it's not dead. It'll usually come back.
Is there any reason not to water it, or why haven't you watered it?
I haven't watered it for a couple of reasons. I want to I'm thinking I want to save a couple of bucks right now.
Right.
Prices of things have gone up, and also I don't feel like lugging out the hose in the sprinkler either. So, right. You know, I've got a Handy Guy podcast shows to record and other things to do.
You're the couch potato Handy Guy, right?
I am. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, okay. So you're saving money. I wonder if our environmentalist friends actually prefer that. I mean, instead of dumping tons of water on our lawn, we're just allowing it to naturally go dormant. And, you know, we're not killing the lawn. It's still going to come back. Yeah. It's not going to be quite as good. You know, it's not able to compete with the weeds, for instance, especially the ones that don't require much water. They're going to start spreading. And that's the downside.
It is. You know. So. And the you know, I guess if you're on a well, and then watering your lawn is not going to be, you know, you're not tapping into the water supply. But where I am, I have to pay for the water, and then based on the amount of water I use, I've got to pay for the sewer bill too.
Sure, that's
even
right.
Even though I'm dumping the water on the lawn,
they double dip you with the bills there.
They do. So,
all right. Well, so we gave good advice this time, and we'll revisit. You know, oftentimes we'll come back and revisit our advice, see if it's good or bad. This time we get some credit. You do need to water your lawn about an inch a week, or it will turn brown.
That's right, and we've proved that.
You're listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Okay, so let's move on.
All right, we're back, and we want to address an important issue around the home. And, you know, Brian, this is an issue that I don't know that I've ever heard a show about this specific issue, and, you know, whether it be a home improvement show or TV show. You know, whenever I watch, for instance, Norm Abram, I see him using a lot of glue. And, you know, he's got his gallon jug, I think, of wood glue. That's about how much he uses on every episode, and that's good. You know, glue is a great adhesive for wood. And it's great for furniture and everything. But, you know, when I walk into the home improvement store, and I just want to, you know, go and buy some glue. You know, maybe in the old days, you'd go into the hardware store and say, you know, I want to get some glue. They'd always say, well, what do you need it for, right?
That's right.
And, you know, and that you tell them, and you'd walk down to the glue aisle, and there might be four or five varieties. And now I walk into the home center, and I got about, you know, 2,500 varieties of glue.
2,500? Wow.
And not only that, but, you know, they put glue over with the caulks, and they have glue in the paint section, and they have glue in the hardware section. You know, they have different varieties of glue spread throughout the store, and it's not always easy to find. But why don't we review just the basic varieties of adhesive and talk about when you'd use what? Because later on in Garage Time, we're going to actually be testing a specific kind of glue. That's wood glue.
That's right. So what else is there beyond wood glue? The first thing that comes to mind is epoxy. Now, the problem with epoxy is there's going to be also 37 different varieties of epoxy. But
that's why, Brian, generally? I said there's 2,500 different kinds of glue. Yeah. There isn't really. There's just a lot of variations of the same thing. So there'll be, you know, 10 different kinds of epoxies and 10 different kinds of et cetera, wood glues.
Right.
10 different kinds of polyurethane glues, that kind of thing. So what is an epoxy?
An epoxy is a glue that cures through a chemical reaction of two parts. So essentially what happens is you mix part A and part B, the binder and the catalyst, I think they're called. So they mix together. The chemical reaction of the mixing there causes the glue to cure.
Right.
And they come in various thicknesses and so forth.
There's different
and adhesive
versions
strengths
of it.
Depending on what you're going to glue. So you just look at the package.
Right.
If you're going to glue metal, if you're going to glue wood, if you're going to glue ceramics, if you're going to glue... if it needs to be clear or colored or whatever.
Right, so they make all-purpose epoxies, and then they make, you know, epoxies that are specifically geared for glass and some that are geared for ceramics. And usually they have a dual tube and you can squirt it out and mixes the two ingredients, or you have to mix it yourself. You spray the two things out and you mix it up a little bit, and it begins to harden. And they work great for, like, you know, you break a dish, you know, that china dish. Oh, oops. and you hope to get it. You know, I actually knocked over a Lennox figurine. At one point, yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight, and but I was able to epoxy it back together. It was pretty much as good as new. Well, if you didn't look too closely,
right? Well, that's good. Well,
those are epoxies,
right? And then you've got hot glues, and those are very popular for crafters, for kids' projects, and so forth. And the hot glue. You have to have a special glue gun that heats the sticks up, and it comes out in a liquid form, and then it dries solid. And the nice thing about that is it cures, or it it sets up by cooling.
Right.
And it cools and sets up very, very quickly. Within
just a matter
seconds.
Of seconds, right. So if you're holding, a craft, like a little fuzzy snowball to a little craft snowman.
Right. You're
or
doing,
a nose,
helping your kids make something.
You can hold it together and it just binds in just a few seconds. We've all seen, Martha Stewart use it on pretty much every one of our shows.
Right. I don't watch Martha Stewart, but.
Well, if you see it, you'll see the glue gun. But anyway, that's what that does. Let's move on. What are the other kind of
glues?
Well,
you've got your typical, white craft glue.
Your household white glue.
Right. And that's again, your kids' projects.
Right.
The kids eat it and when they're in
it's healthy.
Preschool or whatever, right?
Well, I should say it's
the
healthy,
the
but
paste
it's not dangerous.
Yeah. And that's just for glue and paper and, paper projects and stuff like that. Another glue that you see advertised a lot is a polyurethane style glue.
Oh, yeah.
And
doesn't have like a ape on it or something like that.
Orangutan glue or something. I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, that stuff is has woodworking uses. And both you and I do a lot of woodworking. The problem with that polyurethane glue is it foams and expands.
That's
when
right.
When you do your glue. So you got to make sure things are clamped up really well, and then you've got to deal with scraping off the residual expansion of the glue that comes out. And
what I like about it, though, is it'll bind different kinds of materials. So, maybe you have plastic and wood that you need to bind together, and it works with that kind of thing, like a PVC and wood or something like that, where you have two different kinds of materials. It works really well with a broad variety of materials. It's expensive, though.
Yeah, so I haven't used it that much, but it is waterproof and stuff like that. So there are some advantages around the shop for it.
Good exterior applications, things like that.
Right.
All right, what else we got there on your list?
That was my off-the-top-of-my-head list.
Okay, cool.
You got anything else come to mind?
Yeah, I do, and that's the last category, which we mentioned, but we didn't discuss, and that's wood glue.
Right.
And wood glue is good for what, Brian?
It's good for wood.
Imagine that. You don't want to use it on metal. You don't want to use it on glass. It would be overkill, I suppose, for your paper projects, but it would probably work. Oh, sorry about that beep. You want to use it for wood, and it is great for wood. In fact, it's stronger than wood, generally. If you have a good, a good seam or a good surface to bind two pieces of wood together, in general, it's going to be stronger than the wood itself.
It's not wood glue is not good for filling gaps and cracks. And
it's not a putty.
It's not a putty. It's not a filler. It's just for adhering two pieces of wood together. So as we build furniture or different projects, wood glue is very useful for those. But it's also good for wood repairs around the house.
Right. Yeah, that's right, Brian. I mean, would a typical handy guy, we know that Norm Abrams uses a gallon of this on every episode, but he's building, furniture and high-end furniture and tables and that sort of thing.
I don't know if it's that high-end, but it's enough end.
Your typical handy guy is not building the things he's building. They're sitting on the couch watching him build.
Right.
So for the regular handy guy, do we need the wood to have wood glue around the house along with our other glues?
You know how many different chairs or stools I've been asked to repair, the joints get loose and things are coming apart. And, someone brought me a chair and said, Brian, can you fix my chair? And so, I took it apart and cleaned all the old glue off, put new wood glue on there, clamped it all back together, and it's better than new.
That's right. And in fact, I've used it many times. I have some children's toys that are made out of wood. We have this kitchenette kind of thing that's made out of wood for my little girls, and they've broken the blender or whatever else, and I just get the wood glue out, and it's good as new.
That's right.
It works great. So, if it's anything with wood, it's the way to go. Now, we have received a product, and we've already mentioned the company. It's Echo Glue Premium Wood Adhesives from eclecticproducts.com. Now, typically, wood glue is yellow.
That's right.
And they sent us a product that's white, and it is a wood glue, and it competes against the yellow adhesives.
The yellow wood glues.
But what's different about, besides color, Brian, about this product?
Well, the primary thing, they call it Echo Glue because it's a little more environmentally friendly. Some people are sensitive to smells and chemicals and so forth. And so this is a what they call a low VOC. And what's VOC stand for? Do you remember,
Paul? Volatile organic compounds.
Right.
And this is less than 1%.
Right, and that's the solvents that are typically...
There's no solvents in this.
Right, less than 1%. So essentially what that means is it doesn't stink, right?
Right. Well, it doesn't stink, and you hope that therefore then you're not, you know, inhaling the bad things and
right.
know, the compounds that aren't good for you. In addition, this, you know, it like you know, it's a wood glue, so it should bind wood very well.
Should bond it up really well, yes.
And we have a giveaway, but we're going to talk about it after our garage time. So stay tuned. What we're going to head now to the garage time, because we don't want to just give this product away without knowing that it works well.
That's right. So we're going to put it through a couple of simple tests.
Yep, some rigorous tests, but we need to head to the garage, Brian, to do it.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, we are out here in the garage, and we are going to conduct a glue test between the traditional woodworker's yellow glue and the new glue, the Echo Glue, the premium wood adhesive from eclecticproducts.com.
That's right. It's part of their green solutions line. Interior, exterior, water-based, clear, stainable, paintable, sandable, water cleanup. And so we're going to glue two pieces of cherry wood here, and we're also going to do a glue up with a traditional common carpenter's wood glue. And once the glue sets for its allotted 24-hour time to set to full strength, we're going to see if we can break it apart and see what happens. I would expect, and we'll see tomorrow when it's all set up, but I would expect when we break these boards apart that the wood is going to break and not the glue. That's a
right.
typical performance of a
sure.
of a wood glue, and the glue is actually stronger than the wood, so that's what we're going to see. And that's what we're going to expect.
Now, wood glues have been around a long time, you know, probably for, 100 years or so?
And I don't know if it's been that long.
No.
But pretty well, yeah, used, like hide glues
yeah,
and things like that. Sure.
Some sorts of glues. Now, the better wood glues haven't been around that long. But traditionally, for woodworkers at least, you would see, you know, typically you see the wood glue as being yellow. And this glue is not. The Echo Glue is actually a white adhesive, but I guess, you know, color doesn't matter if it holds, right?
I guess not, because, you know, you don't want to see the glue lines anyway. If you've got a nice tight joint and you've done the proper prep work on your wood, you're not going to see the glue line anyway.
Sure.
Unless you're maybe
right.
gluing a really dark wood or a really light wood,
sure.
perhaps. But in the cherry that I've done here, after I wiped off any squeeze out, I don't see any evidence of a white glue line. And the same with the yellow glue. When I wiped out any squeeze out, I don't see an evidence of a glue line.
Now, the other issue in, when you're dealing with glue and wood glues, any glues really, is how long does it take to cure? I noticed that the Echo Glue has a curing time of initial bond, at least, of 20 to 30 minutes. It says it takes 3 to 6 hours for 80% strength and 24 hours for 100% strength. And that sounds to me pretty typical.
That's right, because the regular yellow wood glue is full strength in 24 hours and recommends clamping for 30 minutes. So it's very, very
yes.
similar dry times.
They're about the same there.
And so why do they call it Echo Glue, Paul?
Well, the Echo Glue is interesting. It is a glue that uses less than 1% VOCs. Do you know what VOCs are?
Volatile organic compounds.
That's
Did we
right.
talk about that on another show with something else?
We've addressed various green solutions in general, you know, solutions that use less power. In this case, we're seeing green solutions that use less compounds or chemicals that could be dangerous to the environment.
That's right. So we'll see how this works as a wood glue. I expect good things. And if you're concerned about those VOCs in your
right.
in your workshop, wood shop, or around the house, then something like this might be a good solution for you.
Yeah, and Brian, I think you should be concerned, because it looks like you've had more glue that has not gone on the boards. That most of it has gone on the rag in the trash can. So this is
right.
a good thing.
Or on my clamps.
Right.
My $40 clamps.
All right, well, we'll do this test and we'll let you know how the results go.
All right.
Okay, now we're back in our studio, and we need to explain to our listeners what we did when we came back. We actually went back to the garage after setting up the test, gluing the boards together, and we conducted a weight test, right Brian?
We let the glue dry for the prescribed 24-hour period of time.
Right, and we had some interesting tests to see, you know, if the traditional the yellow glue, how the traditional yellow wood glue would hold up to the newer Echo wood glue.
That's right. And, you know, this is kind of a pseudoscience test. It's not an ultimate scientific test under different, you know, humidity, temperature, moisture, conditions.
Yeah, we didn't have the white lab coats on.
So. That's right. So this was just is this glue going to be good enough for the kind of jobs that a handy guy is going to do, handy gal is going to do, or that a woodworker that's building fine furniture is going to do. And, so what we did is a weight test. We spanned our board over a space and applied weight right directly to the glue joint, and to see if we could break the board or break the joint apart.
And so we had no idea how much weight it would be required to break this joint or the wood. And we knew that if the glue held well, that the wood would eventually split.
That's right. That was our expectation.
But, you know, who knows? I had no idea. You put these two boards, you separate them, and we'll have pictures on our website. We essentially just spread them out across two other boards and then started applying a specific weight right on the joint using a little, you know, 1-inch piece of wood and then putting weight on top of that right on the joint. And we started with what? A battery?
We started with a battery that weighed 50 pounds.
Right. We used a battery. We put on some... I'm not sure why you had shotgun shells in your garage. But
right. A 20-pound box of shotgun shells.
We're at another 23 pounds. So that was 73 pounds of weight specifically right on that joint.
Right.
And it didn't break for either glue. Both glues held that, no problem.
So, Paul, what did you go get? We're looking around. Okay, what do we have that's heavy that we can apply some weight to this joint?
So I just started looking around the garage, and I found a drill press, a table, drill press.
Tabletop drill press.
Right. It had some cast iron on it, and I thought maybe it would have some weight, and it was 62 pounds.
All right.
So then we stacked up the drill press, the shotgun shells, and a car battery on top of this joint, which equals, Brian, what's the total weight there? 112 pounds plus 23?
Yeah, something like that.
145 pounds. And then we stacked them up. Now, that was pretty impressive, I thought, just to stack those three things together.
Right on the glue joint, right. So that didn't break the wood.
It did not break the wood.
Or the glue joint. On either the yellow glue or the new Echo premium wood glue. So here's how we finally instituted a failure in the board. How did we do that? I held the drill press in one hand. Wait, 62 pounds.
This was after I actually did it with my weight, right?
Oh, that's right. Paul.
And by the way, we are open guys. We're open source kind of fellows, so we're going to give out our weights.
Okay.
I was 100. I couldn't believe this, but this is fully clothed. I was 190 pounds.
And I came in at 235.
So I stood on this glue joint by myself, and it did not break the joint at 190 pounds. I then held the battery and the drill press, right?
And nothing broke.
And it still didn't break. So that was another 73 pounds. Right. Not 73. It was 112 pounds plus my additional weight. So it still didn't break. So Brian had to get on.
235 didn't break it, either joint.
Right.
So then plus the car battery,
right?
No good. Didn't break it. Me plus the car battery and the drill press and the board with the yellow glue broke first.
347 pounds.
347 pounds applied directly to the glue joint, and it and the glue joint did not break on the yellow glue.
Right.
It broke at a kind of a funny line in the grain of one of the boards, and it broke kind of near the glue joint, but not on the glue joint.
Okay. And then on the Echo glue?
The Echo glue, the board did not break.
It still didn't break.
No.
The joint or the board.
The board. Right. The board or the joint did not
break.
All right.
So then what do we do?
So then what I said, okay, the heck with this. We're going to bust this board up. And I took my 24-ounce East Wing framing hammer, and I gave it a good sharp rap.
And it broke.
It did break. And it broke the board broke in two places. And about a third of the way in from either side, and the glue joint remained intact.
Right, but the glue joint, that's the key. The glue joint remained intact. So typically what you hear is the wood glues are stronger than the wood itself, and that proved to be true. And what was interesting in this test, and what we were, you know, we were satisfied then with the Echo glue because it performed well, just like the yellow glue. It seemed to hold just as well on the glue joint using the cherry wood, and we were very satisfied. It scraped off just as well, you know, cleaned up just as well. So we would both, as amateur woodworkers, be happy to use it on our woodworking products or on wood around the house.
That's right.
And so it came through. Now, we have a great giveaway. And again,
we do.
Yeah, we have a great giveaway. Brian, we have a giveaway. You're going to explain it, but I just want to talk a little bit, just briefly. This is, we have some glue products. It's from a company called Eclectic Products, and you can find them on the web at eclecticproducts.com. We'll have a link on our website. Why don't you just explain briefly about what the giveaway is and who the company
is? Okay. Well, Eclectic wants us to do a giveaway, and we wanted to test the glue to make sure everything was good, so and we're satisfied. So we're going to do the giveaway. So what is the giveaway? We're going to be giving away, I'll tell you exactly what's in this. And we have a picture up on the website of this giveaway. It's kind of neat. We're going to give away two containers of wood glue. One is a 8-ounce premium wood glue, and the other is a 16-ounce. And then a sample board similar to the one that we used for our test to demonstrate the strength of the wood glue. And they put that in a nice portable tool bag. So if you revisit our essential tools for the handy guy or gal, you might be able to get bulk of them in that tool bag.
Do you get some Ginsu knives with that?
No Ginsu knives, but you get this portable tool bag.
Cool.
And also a little compartment for screws and fasteners and so forth to keep your bits and pieces together all in that tool bag. So
and you really get it for free. No shipping and handling, nothing like that.
That's right.
No tricks.
No tricks. The only trick
it's
is... It's not a trick. You have to enter the contest.
Oh, that's right.
Right? So how do you enter the contest, Paul? You're going to go to the main Handy Guys Podcast website at www.handyguyspodcast.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a box to enter your email address in. It says, get notified. Well, I don't remember exactly what it says, but notify me when Handy Guys has a new episode out.
Right. It just says subscribe and get the new shows in your email inbox.
Thank you, Paul. I should have written that down ahead of time. So just put in your email address in there and click the button. And what will happen is through one of our back-end services, we'll send you an email to verify that indeed you did want to subscribe to the Handy Guys podcast in your email inbox. And you click on the link in that email that comes to you, say, yes, I did really want to do this. And two advantages. One, you're now entered into the contest. And two, whenever we have a new episode out, you'll get reminded of that in your email inbox.
Right. We're not going to spam you or anything like
that. No spam, nothing like that. It's just every time we have a new episode, which is right now every Thursday at about 5 o'clock, that email will probably come between 5 and 7 Eastern time.
It's a reminder. It has a link. And what's cool about it is it also has the content of our post on our webpage in the email, so you can read about it, and then you can if you want, you can go to our website and download the podcast. If you're using iTunes or something like that to listen to our show and you're subscribed to our show and you want to get this, you just need to go to our website and enter into this subscription box.
That's right.
Then you'll be entered in, and we're going to announce our winner when, Brian?
We're going to announce...
And who will be the winner? How do we determine that?
That's right. We're going to do a random drawing out of everybody that's a subscriber via email.
Right.
And so we're going to use a way to randomize that, pick the winner, and then we will announce that on or about August 7th. So that's four weeks from when this post goes live.
And we'll email you and also put the announcement on our webpage.
That's right.
You need to check our webpage, though, for the announcement of who that winner is.
Right.
And then the Echo Glue Company.
Eclecticproducts.com.
Right, they will send you the prize.
That's right. So,
can I enter in this contest, by the way, Brian?
You may not.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. But our current subscribers via iTunes or other feed readers and other audio services can just come to the website, like you said, and enter the contest. And our current email subscribers, since that's a new service, those people are already automatically entered, so you don't need to enter again.
Right. Good point. All right, well, that's all we have for this week. So if you need to glue something up, if it's wood, go for the wood glue. If it's anything else, check out your other products that we mentioned, and hopefully you'll be a happier handy guy around the house.
That's right, and thank you to eclecticproducts.com for supplying the glue for the giveaway and giving us a fun garage time.
And we'll be back next week.
Thanks.